Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest Dolphin, to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show on a Thursday. It's almost the weekend. No Dolphins game this weekend, but we got the Hurricanes in action. The Miami Heat are coming off a victory. I won't call it a big victory, but they're coming off a victory. But I see Channing Crowder, superstar. Channing Crowder
is
connected. Crowder, you were on First Take this morning. I watched almost all of it, and I laugh because, you know, you're at an HBCU. You've said some things about HBCUs that certain HBCU students may not agree with, and you're introduced on First Take, and there were some boos, but I think by the end of it, you won the crowd over.
Yeah. I think the Lamar Jackson love kind of got him. But no, I still have to have those conversations, and I'm, you know, once I sit down and talk to you like a human, yeah, but the clips got HBCUs upset, and it's this Daytona. I've never hung out in Daytona. Daytona is beautiful, man. This is a hell of a place to have a college. They're right on the damn water.
Yeah, they got a Buc-ee's.
That's not what I was talking about.
Did you go to Daytona, the Speedway?
No, well, we're on campus, but I rode around last night.
Crowder's doing the like HBCU tour. He's like, Daytona's awesome, and we named the two whitest possible things. You go to the Buc-ee's? What about the NASCAR track?
Hey man, the Pivots got a relationship with NASCAR, do they not?
It's not a Speedway from Bethune-Cookman to NASCAR, Josh. I want to break it to you.
It was cool though, right, Crowder? Like, do you get nervous? I mean, not necessarily going on First Take. I know you're not nervous going on ESPN because you just do what you do. But when you hear the boos come in when they say your name a little bit like that, that doesn't make you a little nervous, just a little bit?
You know what? It's almost is the opposite because it's like now I have to do well because I can swing those people. It's like going – it's crazy, sports. But it's like going to an away game. Even if the team sucks, like the away fans are going to boo at you. And it's almost like, oh, you don't like me? Okay, I'm going to go out here and show you something. And to be honest, I wouldn't say this to them, but it's a reason why I'm standing up here with the mic on and you're booing me, because I know you know me. I don't know you. Like, well, that's kind of the thought, you know.
So you don't say it to them while you're standing in front of them in that gymnasium, but you come on the radio right afterwards and you'll say it here, though. Just to be clear.
It's almost a Twitter thing where it's like, oh, you suck. And I'm like, but you follow me and I don't follow you. I kind of live that way, Josh. It's kind of like, I don't care about what you say. You really care about what I say. Let's evaluate that situation.
I'll tell you what, I admire that, man. Tell it to somebody's face. F that. As soon as they walk out of the room, I'll talk about them. Crowder has done a lot in terms of like teaching me how to just like, why would you respond? Who cares? Doesn't matter.
It's the craziest. This is the one thing I had this conversation with a young man today, and he asked me kind of the same thing off air. He was like, man, how do you, you know, being, you know, famous, how do you deal with the haters? I said, okay, so show me a hater. And he went on his thing and showed me some guy that was talking bad about something he did. He's a 6-year senior in broadcasting at Bethune. Like, he's trying to get a job right now. And he showed me the guy. He had like 5,000 followers. He showed me the kid that was talking bad about him, and the guy had 111 followers. And I was like, bro, you're going to respond to the 111 follower guy to give his 111 followers your 5,000 followers? You're moving backwards. Like, why the hell respond to him? His 100 people are going to see it. Now you're going to bring your 5,000 people in to see his foolishness. Ignore them. And if it's not an evaluator, who cares? I didn't care who thought about the Omar Kelly. Then no, I'll go. Sorry, Omar. Let me put you later on the list. The Alejandro Solanas that thought I sucked, uh-huh, and the Omar Kellys that criticized me. Yeah. If it's not a NFL GM or NFL defensive coordinator, why the hell do I care what you think about my play? You're my employer.
What the hell with the Adam Beasley column?
I still booed the hell out of you, though, in that 1-15 season. I was in eighth grade, buddy, and I was booing the hell out of you, man, from the stands.
Solana hated me, Josh. I didn't know if you knew that.
I think I did, and you know that I wore your jersey to game, so I was probably yelling at Solana, it's not Channing's fault. It's not Channing's fault.
Don't you have a picture of you in a Channing Crowder jersey? Is that you that has that, or was that Falero? Somebody, I remember.
I have one somewhere.
Has a picture of them that was uploaded to Facebook via like their parents at a Dolphins game back in whatever 2006, Crowder 2007, in a Channing Crowder jersey, and it was somebody that worked here at the station. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah. Well, I know Josh Appel is going to find the Crowder jersey and frame it on his son's wall.
It's the last addition to the nursery that we have. It's like the last thing we have to do.
So are you naming him Channing, finally?
I didn't want it to find out this way.
Hey, Channing Randolph. Channing Randolph.
I like it.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We have a lot going on today's show. You've probably noticed by now, Hawk is off. He'll be back tomorrow, though. We have a lot to talk about with Hawk because this dude was at Epcot. He texted me today a video. I think he texted you and Jimmy as well. He texted us a video of him driving by a Skyline Chili, which he tells us in the video, Skyline Chili was across from my hotel for the past 2 days, and I never went. And
fraud.
I got a bone to pick with him because I've eaten Skyline Chili 3 times in my life. All 3 times because Hawk forced me to go because I was in the vicinity of a Skyline Chili. And you're telling me you're across the street from one for 2 weeks and you're not even gonna do the common courtesy of going over there to practice what you preach?
You just got to power through it because Whitty and I were together at a wedding in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, Skyline Chili all over the place in Cincinnati. And 2 or 3 different times, Hawk asked us if we had gone to Skyline Chili. And we just blew right past it. Didn't acknowledge a single time. Oh. And he dropped it. Fraud.
You know what? No, Hawk takes advantage of relationships is what he does. Because he's had me go to In-N-Out Burger and crap 100 times. And I don't even like them salty-ass burgers. But it's your buddy. It's your friend asking you, hey, man, do it for you. Go get a burger. Yeah. Okay, I'll get a burger for you, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
But In-N-Out's good.
He's a bully.
But also, Appel, sack up. Like, go have some Skyline Chili.
I'm good.
Anyways, I have a bone to pick with him tomorrow. But Today on the show, we have Gino Toretta, who's going to join us coming up this hour. We're going to talk with Rob Pizzola, get some picks a little bit later on. We got a week away from Thanksgiving, boys. I don't know how many of you have realized that, but it's November 20th. We've got two Hurricanes games left, and the Miami Dolphins, week 12, bye week, there's 6 weeks, including this week, of the NFL remaining. That's it. That's it.
Goes by really fast. I hate it.
Yeah, and it's bad when your team isn't in the hunt. That's the tough part.
Yeah, well, they might be.
6-7. They might be. Could be.
I know.
Saints, Jets, Steelers coming up.
I know we talked about it yesterday. If they get to 7-7, then that's when, you know, you'll start to kind of show them a little bit of respect in the sense of, can they make something happen? I don't think they'll get to 7-7, but
yeah, because they're going to lose to Tyler Shuck or something next week.
and something, I don't know, encouraging for Dolphin fans, where they were talking like the Cincinnati Bengals are bad, the Bills might not make the playoffs. If the Chiefs lose tonight, they have like a 10% chance of making the playoffs. Hey, if I come statty today, they pump you with information for this damn First Take, so I know some damn numbers right now. So they have like a 13% chance the Chiefs, if they lose tonight or if they lose this weekend. Like the swing in teams, the Colts are going to make it. The Pats are going to make it 1-2 in the AFC, and the top dogs are falling down. So as a Dolphins fan, if we make this change, I think we should make new coach and get a quarterback. We could swing it in a couple years.
I'm with you. I'm with you. There's a ton of examples. We'll get into that a little bit later on. We're also going to talk with Rohan Nadkarni, who covers the NBA. I don't know how many of you watched the Heat play the Warriors light yesterday.
That version of the Warriors.
Sponsored, let's get the headline, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Miami Heat played a Golden State Warriors team that was without Jimmy Butler, of course. I'll get into that in a second. That was without the Steph Curry, Draymond Green lineup. No Al Horford. I mean, they literally played. I'm going to read you the starting lineup right now that the Warriors trotted out there. But it was Will Richard, Guy Santos, Tracy Jackson Davis, Moses Moody, and Brandon Pajemski, who's probably the only player any of you have ever heard of. Off the bench, Gary Payton II, Buddy Hield, Pat Spencer, and Quinton Post were the four players available to them. And this game wasn't close, by the way. Like, the Heat end up covering. They win by double digits. With up until 5 minutes ago when Norman Powell took over the game, it was back and forth. The Warriors took the lead in the third quarter. Like, it got a little dicey until Norman Powell and Bam Adebayo said, all right, enough. We'll talk a little bit more about the game later on. But Jimmy Butler yesterday was in the building. Second night of a back-to-back. I'm not upset that the Warriors didn't play. They've had a really crazy schedule. 3 games in 4 nights. Second night of a back-to-back. Jimmy and Steph put up 30-plus points Tuesday night, each of them. Second night of a back-to-back. I'm not blaming them for not playing. But after the game, Andrew Wiggins playing his former team. He's all smiles at half court. He's dapping up Steve Kerr. He's dapping up the entire Golden State Warriors coaching staff. He's talking to Steph. He's talking to Draymond. Bam Adebayo's talking to Draymond. Bam and Steph Curry are showing each other love. Those two are at half court for about 5 minutes after the game. Everybody seems to be, Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra are praising each other before the game. And, you know, Spo took over Team USA from Steve Kerr, and they're talking about memories of one another. They come, they kind of show each other a little love after the game. Jimmy Butler, who sat on the bench the entire game, in street clothes, buzzer rang, head down, walked straight back to the locker room. And that was that. And I'm trying to figure out.
Problem?
I'm trying to figure out.
What do you want him to do?
What the hell
make
happened?
Ice cream cones?
Like, what? How could he be so upset at Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and Eric Spoelstra for the front office deciding, hey, look, we want you to prove that you deserve an extension? I understand him not having any sort of love for Pat Riley and Mickey Arison and Andy Ellisberg. Like, I get that. But last year when he played here, didn't acknowledge the Heat bench either. And this year, same thing. Doesn't even have the courtesy to play. And doesn't, like, it's just weird. And I don't understand why. I can't for the life of me understand why he wouldn't even, like, This isn't a guy who played here 1 year and got kicked to the curb. Bro, this guy had his best seasons going to battle with Bam Adebayo, and he's not even going to acknowledge him after the game? It's weird.
This place changed the way that the league views Jimmy Butler, because I'm not saying that people thought he was just a guy, but nobody ever thought that he was someone who could be the guy on a team and make a run deep into the playoffs. And he did that multiple years here as the guy, and it completely changed the perspective around the sport about how people view Jimmy Butler. And now, because of what happened with Pat Riley, all the players, the entire staff, as Solana said, I guess, are just now irrelevant to him and don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't get your upset or your frustration towards him. Solana, could you tell me, I know you don't know, but do you think there is a way Jimmy got to Miami and didn't reach out and talk to Bam on the phone or FaceTime or something of the sort?
I don't think Jimmy Butler, I don't know this for sure. I don't think Jimmy Butler has talked to or spoken to Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero since that trade went through. And you know why I know that, Crowder? Again, I don't know for sure. I'm guessing here. I don't have a source. I'm not telling you that I spoke with any of these guys. Bam Adebayo yesterday shows up to the post-game press conference wearing a hat. You guys see what the hat said? Joy Dealer. I mean, they're trolling him a little bit.
Yeah.
They're trolling him. They're leaning into it. They were so miserable last season with the way Jimmy Butler handled the situation. Again, I'm not trying to get into was Jimmy or the front office right. Everybody feels the way that they want to feel about that, and that's done. That's done. But, Crowder, why would Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and all the guys who were there last season, why is that their fault that the front office didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler? It's not. He went to two NBA finals, was the one seed in the Eastern Conference, three Eastern Conference finals, playing with those guys and with that coach. And he doesn't have the courtesy after the game to just come over, dap them up, and say, hey, man, hope everything's good. I mean, come on. Like, what? Why is he so hurt with them?
The courtesy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a grown man. Why? What does he have to come say hi for? I believe he has talked to Bam, or he has talked to those guys. There's no reason for him to come talk to Triple J. That's a puppy. What? There's no reason for him to come over here and say what's up to Jokic and those guys. Why? That's a grown-ass man. You're in your feelings because you got emotional when he left. So now you want the ex-girlfriend to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left.
He doesn't want to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left because he quit on his way out. I'm cool with him wanting his money. I told you a million times, I'm cool with anybody wanting to get their money. I'm cool with him saying, I deserve this. You guys don't feel like I'm worthy of it. F you. But then guess what? Handle it like a professional.
No.
Don't sulk in the corner. Don't throw your coach, Eric Spoelstra, under the bus, who has nothing to do with it. And don't make up all this nonsense about how your tummy hurts and you can't play for a week.
Take some Tums and get on the court.
And then to show up like come on, we're gonna pretend like he handled. And I'm not saying the Heat are perfect in this situation either. The Heat, I said it yesterday, they should have known that this was going to get ugly, and they should have moved on from him before. So I'm not telling you that the Heat handled this the right way. But Jimmy Butler looks like a clown with the way he's handled this entire thing.
Putting soft the way he went out, standing in the corner is embarrassment to his career. I'm going to remember that for the rest of Jimmy's life and career, no matter what he does. A big way to go out for the Heat, 100%. I'm speaking about last night, Solana.
Why is anyone upset that Jimmy Butler, to exactly what you just said, as he leaves places, he leaves nasty. As he left Minnesota, the fights and the watch gate when he beat the starters with the Rolex on. When he's set in the damn corner with the end of the heat, like, he's a petty person. He comes back, and you expect all petty to leave Jimmy Butler? Jimmy is in Pat and Mickey's house. He's still cool with their kids. I'm not showing this house any respect. I anticipated Jimmy to act like a bitch over him coming to show love at the Heat. There's no way be pregame. If you ask me how Jimmy's going to treat this game last night, I would tell you, oh, Jimmy's going to be loving and come hug everybody. Jimmy is going to be Jimmy for the remainder of his life, and he's petty.
I'm just telling you, Crowder, let's say I'm up for a contract extension, and I've worked with you and with Hawk, and you guys are more responsible for what I've done in my career than anything I've been able to do. Like, you guys have literally platformed me, and Odyssey Len decides, no, we're not going to pay you. Like, we don't think you're worth this much. Okay, well, then bleep you. I'm out. And I go somewhere else, and we're on Radio Row together one day, and we're competing against one another. I'm going to come say what's up to you.
That's a weird little analogy, ain't it, Josh?
Why wouldn't
I love it.
Why wouldn't I come up to you?
Because now I have Radio Row in my head, and the brick from 98.4 and 98.5 in Nashville is the table between you guys. And that's Alana's got to walk from one end of the auditorium to the other end of the auditorium.
I'm not going to come up to you now because I'm on another team. I'm on a competing radio station. I'm working 2 to 6 over at 9:40, and I'm not going to come up to you and say what's up. What the hell? How's that your fault? That this company didn't want to pay me. I'm just saying, like, I don't understand what happened between Jimmy and the team itself. I'm not talking about the front office. I'm talking about the team itself. That he won't even go say what's up. It's weird. It's bizarre.
Andrew Wiggins,
they sent his ass out after he had one of the best series. He won a ring there. And they literally said, hey, we don't think you're good enough. We're going to trade you somewhere else. The Heat were forced to trade Jimmy Butler. The Warriors were like, hey, we're shopping wigs. And Andrew Wiggins is still out there shaking everybody's hand, dapping up everybody. I mean, they couldn't wait to move on from him. And he doesn't have hard feelings. And Jimmy's got hard feelings after he got everything he wanted. He got the $100 million extension. And he gets to go play second fiddle to the best player of the generation. I mean, he literally won. He won.
And Wiggins,
what's there to be upset
Wiggins,
about?
In Wiggins' heart and soul, I don't know if I was raised. I don't know if it comes out of the womb this way. Wiggins appreciates what Golden State did for his career. In Jimmy's heart of hearts, and we know Jimmy Butler, do you really think Jimmy appreciates or thinks that the Miami Heat did something for him? Or do you think the Heat should be appreciative of him even coming here and taking y'all to the final, taking y'all deep in the playoffs year after year? Jimmy's not looking at the Heat in any appreciation fashion. Do you know who Jimmy Butler is? Or are you forgetting this after a year or a couple years of having him or after he left? Have you forgot what Jimmy Butler's made of?
In retrospect, I'm glad the Heat never actually got over the hump and won the title with him.
Because having to
welcome this guy back here, who hates this entire organization's guts, to celebrate a championship team, out.
No, here's why I'm upset. I disagree. First of all, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I want to fight you. I would gladly have taken a banner over anything else. Crowder, I firmly believe, to wrap this up because we have Gino coming on, I firmly believe Jimmy Butler's number 22 will hang in the rafters one day. I firmly believe it. I think it's deserved. By the way, genuinely, I do. He is responsible, post Dwayne Wade, for elevating this organization. He is. And last year, he came here and he had an agenda. He wanted to say bleep you to everybody. And I'm cool with that. It was still fresh. The wound was still fresh. And he, you know, it served its purpose. I'm cool with that. The page has been turned. Everybody's moved on. The Heat are happy with Norman Powell. The Heat are happy with Andrew Wiggins. He's got to be thrilled playing in Golden State. To me, this was the opportunity for a little, hey, come here, man. It's all good. Let's sweep this under the rug. Things were said. Feelings were hurt. But we're going to move on from this at some point. And in a couple years, we'll be able to drink some wine together and laugh about it all and celebrate the good times. And I thought this was that opportunity. Again, not to fix everything, But to take that step of like, hey, last year was last year, this year's this year, let's move forward. And instead, he's wearing that dumbass jean jacket and he's walking his ass right back to the locker room to go talk to his friends at Big Face Coffee, who are going to charge you $73 for a washed up espresso that tastes like ass, instead of just coming over and saying what's up to Bam Adebayo. And I don't like it. And I love that Bam wore the Joy Dealer hat after to send a little shot.
You have any divorced people in your family?
I do not.
That's why you don't understand this.
Yeah. That's probably
three
a
or four
point.
Years doesn't settle a divorce, brother. I know people have been divorced 30 years and cuss each other out on the site.
It's probably a good point. Just to wrap up headlines, the Panthers host the Devils tonight. That'll be on FM 104.3. The Canes, they play Elon tonight. Canes basketball, that is, at 7 p.m. That'll be on AM 560. We'll talk more about tonight's Thursday night football game. The Hurricanes, of course, play this weekend in Virginia Tech. We've got a lot to get to. Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. Brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. The Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, joins us next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Hawk, what's the address to the NAACP Delray chapter?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta joins us each week thanks to our friends at the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino, I appreciate you taking some time today, and I want to get right into it because the Miami Hurricanes have gone.
You don't want to revisit your last conversation that I had the pleasure of listening into. All I can say I thoroughly enjoyed, because Appel just sat there. And like when the flames started going out and then there was maybe a pause for a commercial, he's like just throws like just some gasoline on it just to start it ablaze again and then get you all fired up.
So I mean, Gino, Appel,
very entertaining.
Appel's contribution to that entire segment was, I'm glad the Heat didn't win a title.
I don't want to celebrate that loser.
I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to sit this one out, and then I'm going to do just a drive-by and throw a Molotov cocktail.
Like, are you kidding? That's your contribution, jackass? Up. Oh, yeah, I'm glad the Heat didn't win a championship. Like, what?
Hey, listen, this is why they asked me to fill in for Hawk. I bring the strong takes. Exactly. You don't get that anywhere else.
The only thing I would say, Solana, if you think that the Heat made any decision with any player and they didn't talk to their head coach on what he thought, you're absolutely crazy. Because if you don't think those guys that were out there last night had something to do with it, I'm pretty sure they had something to do with it.
All right, so then ignore the head coach, but don't ignore the guys you went to battle with. That's all I'm saying, Gino. As a professional athlete.
You don't think Pat Riley would have asked the other players?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. I genuinely
truthfully.
Bam?
They're professionals.
You think Bam was surprised that they wanted to get rid of it? Bam didn't know. Jimmy and Bam found out together.
I don't think Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, would sit down with Tyler Hero and say, hey, what do you think about keeping Jimmy here long term?
I don't think. No. I'm not saying they would pose the question like that. What I would say is any person in that position making a roster move, you have to talk to the team and the leaders on the team and say, hey, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of this guy? Not that, hey, we're thinking of moving these players and not to give your opinion of yes or no, but just, you know, hey, are his skills diminished? Does this fit with what we're trying to do? I mean, you have to use all the information you can from all of your people that you can get sources of information from. You're crazy if they didn't talk to the stars on the team and the head coach, the assistant coaches, and then they made a decision as a group and said, okay, we're moving on. Now it got messy as hell. And, you know, whose ever fault that is? I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It happened and it happened.
It happened. It happened, Gino. But again, you know, if I left this radio show and I saw you out, you know, you still come on with Hawk and Crowder, I'd still go say what's up.
No.
if we saw each other at Tony Roma's, you're not.
What if? All right, I'll give you something. What if you found out you show up Radio Row, and you heard Hawk and Crowder like, get the hell rid of them. We want more money. Then you wouldn't be dapping them up and saying hello, would you?
Probably not. Okay. Gino, I want to get, you know, speaking of bold takes, I want to get your take on what's going on with the Hurricanes, their college football playoff ranking, and seemingly what the committee is trending towards, which in my opinion, and I think a lot of us feel the same, is keeping the Hurricanes out if they don't end up getting lucky and getting into the ACC championship game. The college football playoff is taking a lot of heat, especially from those of us that follow the Canes and the ACC, for pretty much taking losses into account over wins head-to-head with that UM-Notre Dame battle. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I don't think they're actively trying to keep Miami out. I think that, you know, it's up to each and every team in the top 20. I'd probably say in the top 18, I think, still have an opportunity to get into that playoff. It's up to them to play their way in. And, you know, I think they hit a stretch where it was a very concerning stretch of football that they did not look good. They did not look like a team that could make a run in the playoffs. I think that, you know, what I look at is they are discounting, I think, early wins in Miami's case and discounting even less early loss in Notre Dame's case. And I think that, you know, it is what it is. Miami doesn't control their own destiny. The bad thing is even if they win the last two, you know, they need Georgia Tech to lose to Pitt this weekend. I mean, they need Virginia to lose, and you don't have any control. So their only control, they took one step. They blew out NC State last week. All they can do is continue to play like that and hope college football continues to deliver chaos every week and they slip in the side door, because based on the rankings, they say, yeah, Miami's the highest ranked ACC team. And then they put like a gold block around it and they say, yeah, but this is really spot for the ACC champion. And Miami, you know, has a very slim chance of getting even in that championship game.
Yeah, you know, I stole your take from last week because it was so good. It's the SEC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and ACC are fighting to be the third leg on the big wheel of the.
Well, the Big 12, Big 12 is even. I mean, way Texas Tech's playing, their upper echelon seems to be better than anybody, can beat anybody.
Yeah, so they're moving up, but also, you know, I haven't heard. It's funny, they moved to 12. I've heard of strength of schedule for two decades. I've heard of, you know, strength of wins. Now they're doing strength of loss. Yeah. Like, you know, when did strength of loss get involved? Is this the first time you started hearing about strength of loss? Because I've heard that damn phrase 100 times this week.
I think it's 12 people in a room, and what they decide to deem important changes every year. It changes with the committee. You know, I think that, you know, I was reading like the – one guy took a leave of absence. He was the chair. Randall McDaniel, who I played with, who was All-American Hall of Famer out of Arizona State, I think he was supposed to be on the committee. He's not on the committee. Wesley Walls is on the committee. You know, that's something new. There's some athletic directors. I mean, I don't know. As an athletic director, don't you have a lot more on your plate to actually figure out and watch 65 college football games in a weekend and say, I think this team is better than this. I would just say this. I think that it's going to come out in the wash, and I don't know how it's going to come out. USC goes to Oregon this weekend, and to me, that's the first playoff game, because if USC beats Oregon on the road, they're in. Oregon's out, and USC is going to be in the playoffs, and vice versa. And then you're going to just start seeing dominoes of, okay, what happens with the rest of the SEC schedule? I mean, hell, Florida plays Tennessee. Tennessee maybe has an outside chance, but they're barely favored. They're not even favored by like 5 points. So it's still, there's so much, I would say, drama in these last few weeks. Ohio State hasn't won the Big Ten in 5 years. They won the national championship last year. Everybody's just thinking they're going to beat Michigan. They haven't done it in a long time. What happens if Michigan or Indiana and Ohio State both get the Big Ten championship game? And it will take us back to the BCS when Michigan and Ohio State beat the heck out of each other. And it was like 42-38. And they put them in the national championship game and they played again. So is it going to be Ohio State, Indiana based on a game 1-2? Is Texas A&M going to falter against Texas? I mean, hell, they were down, whatever, 4 or 5 touchdowns. All I know, a buddy of mine bet them 6-1 at halftime. And when Smart they bet. Were down, I was like, man, you got some major skills there. But college football, it has delivered great drama every week. It's just the bad thing is Miami doesn't control its own destiny. And the conference as a whole, because Clemson doesn't have a good record, Florida State, the lack of respect for the conference as a whole is hurting Miami right now. Because, look at I think it's Georgia is right outside. They don't control their own destiny. Georgia can not go to the SEC championship game and might have a bye and ranked in the top four. What more can you want? That would be like going, hey, you know what? You didn't win the AFC East, but you got a bye and you're going right in the conference championship game in the NFL. That's what's crazy about this season. It's been exciting. The good thing, Miami played well last week. I just it's probably their best offensive performance. Malachi Toney, I tell you what, man, he threw some balls. I was like, damn, now I see why he was playing quarterback in high school. He was throwing some strikes.
Gino, I feel like a lot of the mistrust for the playoff committee is because you have, now that Mac Rhodes is gone, you have Hunter Yurecek coming out and giving different reasons that contradict each other for different teams. I heard somebody earlier today talk about how they were giving Alabama grief for losing early to Florida State, while at the same time devaluing Miami's early win over Notre Dame. So I want to know from you, how do you think the committee can maybe fix the transparency issue they have? Is it making their deliberations something that people can actually see live in real time? Because what they're doing right now, it opens the door for a lot of people to have a lot of different theories of some nefarious things that go on in there.
I would say this, Josh, probably the best thing they could do is hire some PR firm to sit in a meeting with them. And when they come out, no one from that top 12 committee answers any question. Because you know as well as I do, when messaging gets messed up in any press conference, whether it's the Dolphins, Hurricanes, or any team, you're like, what the hell is going on in there behind closed doors? And I think that's what they've done. But we expect, a decision to be made, and you have 12 different opinions and one guy to walk out there and say, well, this is why. And it might not be the consensus, but it's what they have. With regard to the Alabama loss to at the start of the year to Florida State and then the Notre Dame loss, you should look at those things the same. And right. Then, by the way, you're evaluating Miami against Notre Dame, but I don't, with Miami, that's a hard argument to win because you lost recently, and recency bias in college football and rankings is always there. And I will go back to 1990 when we lost 2 games at the start of the year. I thought we had the best game, best team at the end of the season. We got screwed. We went to the Cotton Bowl. We played Texas, who was number three in the country, and we beat them by 43 points. And that's what I mean. Why? Because of we didn't get the benefit of the doubt. We were playing the best football at the end of the season. And I don't think Miami's going to get the benefit of the doubt, you know, unless a lot of things need to happen in front of them. And, and obviously, you know, down here, we hope a lot of things happen in front of them.
Gino, are you on the call this week for Touchdown Radio?
We're going to Pitt, Georgia Tech. I'm going to see. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, Pitt got smoked last week against Notre Dame, and they're giving a lot of credit. This line seems to be a lot closer. Georgia Tech's got an unbelievable offense, number one in the country. The quarterback is averaging 340, 250 in the air, and he's a tough-as-nails kid. I know Wanky's his coach and loves him to death. Their defense is hot garbage and gave up 500-plus to Boston College, who I believe they won one game, maybe two.
Yeah, so, it's been rough for old Bill O'Brien up there.
Yeah, it has been a tough season up there in Chestnut Hill. So, you know, listen, a lot of things need to happen, but hell, college football delivers each and every week, and it'll be fun. It's just fun. But I literally looking at the rankings this week, I think you go down to Michigan at 18, and I think of that, I think from 8 to 18, there's a lot of teams that can move. And like I said, USC is one of them. You know, you're going to have teams either in or out after this week. And you know, it's why their TV ratings are the best. That because of, you know, there is drama. Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's going to lay an egg at home or, you know, and not perform? Nobody thought Alabama was going to lose at home last week and, you know, Oklahoma, and they somehow found a way to beat them.
Gino Toretti joins the show each week thanks to our friends at the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino, have a great call this weekend. Can't wait to talk to you next week. And
are we working next week? I mean, I like how you guys have to go in the studio. It's about time that building gets used down there in North Miami.
Don't do that, Gino.
I'll pick you. I'll pick you up on the way in if you like it so much. Hey, I got a mic here for you.
Solana, just to go down towards your house. That's too far of a drive for me to go that way. Is even farther.
By the way, yeah, I already locked you in. 2:25 next week. Jimmy will be here. He'll do the show with you, okay? So Jimmy.
All right, so we're doing Monday or Tuesday then? Because yeah. I got the Iron Bowl or something.
I'll text you.
We got to figure that one out.
Yeah, I'll text you next week. Gino, thank you, man.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there you go. Gino Toretta. We'll take a break. More to get to. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana rolls on after this.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.